We're continuing the Shir in Likutei Halachos, Yoredeya, Chelik Aleph, Hilchas Bosar B'cholov, Halacha Hey, Paragraph Hey, V'ze B'chinas Isur Bosar B'cholov. Rav Nosson Zal says, and this whole topic is tied into the Isur of Bosar B'cholov. B'chinas, as it says in the Torah, Lo Sevashel Gedi B'chalei V'imoy, that you're not allowed to cook a goat in its mother's milk. Ki kol ma sheba'olam, because everything that's found in the world, doimein tzomea chai medaber, all the different levels of creation, inanimate objects, plants, living items, animals, and human beings, hakol yoinek chiyusoy mebechinas hatzimtzumim anal, all of these things draw their life, their spiritual life, from the tzimtzumim that we mentioned earlier, that when we speak about understanding of Hashem, we said that for understanding of Hashem to be introduced into this world requires many, many tzimtzumim. Not just for understanding, but bichlal, for Hashem to be introduced into this world requires many tzimtzumim, constrictions, to bring it down and bring it further down and bring it further down. Which we learned earlier, that it's through these tzimtzumim that we're zoche to get an understanding of Hashem. V'kulam tzrichim birur achar birur kiyadua. And each one of these tzimtzumim requires refinement and further refinement and further refinement, as is known. V'ikar shleimus habirur al yedei hatzadik ho'emes hagodol b'maylanal. And the one who's qualified to do this best and to really accomplish this properly is the tzaddik emes, who is on the highest level, the tzaddik, the greatest tzaddik. V'chol mi shemekurov elov, v'nichlal boi, and all of those people who are really zecha to be close to that tzaddik, and mamish become part of him. Here again, Rav Nosson Zal is using very serious wording. Nobody should skip any words here. He's not saying any person who comes close to the tzaddik. He says, kol mi shemekurov elov, v'nichlal boi. Any person who's zecha to come close to that tzaddik, and to become part of him, to become literally part of that tzaddik, meaning that the person is mevatel himself completely. The person is zeche to really, really accept that tzaddik totally, and to the point where he's mamish a part of that tzaddik. He doesn't, there's no, it's not the tzaddik in him, he's just an agent of the tzaddik, he's a shliach of the tzaddik. Yochoy l'sakeinu l'varer, such a person is also qualified to be mesakein and to be mevarer, to be involved in these tzimtzumim, making these tzimtzumim that bring Hashem into the world and that bring about all kinds of corrections. Ki ikar shleimus hatikun hu rak al yidei mi shezocho lahamtik shoyresh achiza sadin b'shoroshoy elyon. Because the shleimus of tikun, real success of tikun, can only be accomplished through a person who is zeche to sweeten the place where the Midas Hadin plugs in at its source, on the highest level. And how does a person, what level does a person have to be on to be able to do that? Ki shiber kol achizas haklipois shebechol hamadregois atachles hamayla. We're talking about an individual here who is successful in breaking, in destroying the hold that the klipois have, that the forces of tumah have on all levels, going all the way up to the top. V'chol mi shadayin lo higil madrega zois, and any person who has not yet gotten to that level, who has not succeeded in destroying the klipos on all the different levels, adayin ein loy koyach lesakein hoylem b'shleimus, such a person does not have the ability to fix the world completely, to bring about a complete tikkun. And this is one of the reasons why the golus, the exile that we're in now, is going on for so long, for thousands of years. Because in each and every single generation, there are birurim taking place, there are tikkunim taking place. There's this process of doing battle against the klipos on different levels and trying to destroy them and defeat them. based on what each and every generation is capable of accomplishing, ad sheyushlam habirur al yedei Moshiach Tzidkenu, until this process, this refinement, will be completed through Moshiach. Paragraph of V'alkein osur lechol mehabehema b'chaim. And this is why we're not allowed to eat meat from an animal while the animal is still living. Ki b'chayov tzorech habal chay lekabel achius b'hadrogo kefi madregosoy. Because while an animal is living, it has to draw life, it has to receive life on its level, in kefi madregosoy. Based on where that animal's life, it has to receive spirituality on a level that it can handle. Dahainu hachius hashayach lebal chay, meaning the animal has to receive chius that's related to an animal. Ki yef shaloi lekabel chius hagavoya yoyser shu chius odom. It's impossible for a cow to receive spiritual light that's normally designated for a human being. Ki is batel b'metzius, because the animal will be blown away by it. If an animal is capable of handling 250 volts and you give it 2,500 volts, then the animal is going to be blown away. So here on a spiritual level, if an animal is capable of having a certain connection to Hashem and you try to change that, you try to change the pipe, instead of the animal receiving from an animal pipe, you switch it for a human pipe, chas v'shalom, obviously you're going to blow that animal away. And when the animal is receiving the chius that's shayach for an animal, obviously that animal can't get to its complete tikkun, to its complete birur. But when an animal is privileged to go through shchita, when we shecht an animal, malin habehemo michay lemedaber, we elevate the animal. The process of shchita elevates the spiritual portion that's in that animal from the level of chai to the level of medaber. We learned about this a lot previously in Hilcha Shchita, in all the halachas we learned previously. We said that's one of the reasons why shchita is done by the neck, by the throat area, because that's where the dibur comes from. Ve'oz malin hachius lamala mimadregosoy. And by shechting the animal, we elevate the spiritual portion of that animal. We take it out of the category of animal. We elevate it to the level of medaber, to the level of odom. Ve'oz efshel lasaknoy. And at that point, now we're able to be masaking that. If that meat is sold to a Jew, and the Jew eats that meat, l'kovod Shabbos, l'kovod Yontif, or he makes a bracha on that meat and he eats it, and that meat becomes part of a human body, part of a Jew, that animal is having a major, major elevation. And the spirit that was trapped in that animal has a major elevation. And this will also explain the concept of the sacrifices that we had during the time of the Beis Hamikdash. That's one of the ways that we're able to elevate a chai, an animal, to a level of medaber is korban. Because when a korban was brought, the person said vidui on the korban. There were all kinds of things said on the korban that connected it to medaber, besides the process of sprinkling the blood on the mizbeach and the other thing, all the different procedures. V'chein ha-tzadikim, and so too the tzadikim, v'chol Yisrael ha-dveikim aleihem, and all the Jews who are attached to the tzadikim, malin b'chiloso mechai le-medaber. They're also involved in this avoida of elevating through their eating, being able to elevate the animal meat from chai to medaber. Paragraph Zayin. Kimach maschet odom arishoin nigzar miso ledoirois al ho'odom val kol ha'balei chayim. Because as a result of Odom and Chava eating from the Eitz Hadas, Hashem decreed death for generations on human beings and also on all other things, on animals also. pogam badas v'nesarve vadas moid. Because through the sin of Adam and Chava eating from the Eitz Hadas, they were poigem in the das, and the das got confused. The das got mixed up terribly. Shehu hadas hanal ahasig oisiyas borach. Which das are we talking about? We're talking about the das to understand Hashem. That das. Not 1 plus 1 equals 2. 1 plus 1 equals 2, that knowledge is available. But the das through which a Jew can be zeicha to understand Hashem properly, that das has become very mixed up. Ad she'yefsher lo'odom u'l'shum bal chai le'hizbarer v'loshev l'sharosh eshu ha'chochmu shusher shakoil kim al yidei hamisa. To the point where it became impossible for a human being or any other living item to receive its tikkun, to go through its complete refinement, and to return to its source, which is Chachma, without experiencing death. It became impossible for it to happen. Ki yefsher lehoodom uleshum bal chai lehizbarer ulestakein ki mal yidei shiyum shecholov chiyus gavoya beyoyser hanimshach misichlius v'chachma gavoya beyoyser. Because it's impossible for a human being or any other living item to complete its refinement process and to get its tikkun without drawing upon itself a higher level spirit, a very high level of spirituality, which comes from sichlios and chochma that's on a very high level. Shezeh hachius yefshaloi lekabel bo'odoi kosher baguf, whereby it's impossible for the human being, or lahavdol the animal, to receive that chius while it's still in a body. While the Jew's neshama is still in a body, he can't receive it. Because again, the body can only handle 2,500 watts. We're talking about 25,000 watts now. The kind of voltage, the kind of light, the kind of sechel that's needed to complete the birur of a Jewish neshama, to complete the birur and the tikkun of a Jewish neshama, is 25,000 volts. And unfortunately, as a result of Adam and Chava eating from the Eitz Hadas, when a Jewish neshama comes into this world and goes into a body and becomes religious and does mitzvahs and learns Torah and everything, the maximum voltage that that neshama can handle is 2,500 volts. So if we try to, if Hashem or Techashem try to start shooting the 25,000 volts at the person while he's still in a body, it would blow him away. That's why, Rav Nosson Zal is explaining now, the person has to experience death. But ki ba'oidoi baguf, en yochel kabel hachiyas hanimshach michochmo, ki im bahadrogo b'mido kefim adregosoi. Because while the person is still in a body, he cannot receive that energy, that chiyas that comes from chochmo, other than on his level. On his level, what he can handle. Which, let's say, again, the highest that a person can handle in this world, let's say, for instance, would be 2,500 volts. Aval b'shas misa, but we know that when a person dies, nitvasef ruchai, their spirit becomes stronger, it becomes bigger. We normally assume that death is a weakening process, but it becomes weak. They lose energy, they lose strength. But the Torah tells us that when a person's about to pass away, they get an additional ruach. Bebechinas, as the pasuk says, the famous pasuk in Tehillim, Toisef rucham yigvon, that right before yigvon, right before a person's about to pass away, they receive a toisef rucham. They get additional ruach. Ki oz nimshach olav chiyus hanimshach michochmo gavoya beyoyser. Because then the person receives a flow of that 25,000 volts, that ruach, that chochmo gavoya beyoyser. Vaydezeh nistalik. And that's what brings about the death of the person. That's what causes the neshama to take off. That's the rocket fuel. Ki ein haguf yochel lekabel zeh chiyus. Because the body can't handle that chiyus. Suddenly there's an energy put into the neshama that's out of reach for the body. The body can't, so the body lets go. Vaydezeh biatzmoy nistakein. And it's through this process, through this additional voltage, through the neshama separating from the body and going up, That's what finalizes the birur and the tikkun of that neshama according to the deeds that the person did throughout his lifetime. V'al kein ikur tikkun ha'odom b'chayov uliach ha'moisoi hu rak al yedei ha'tzadik ha'godol b'malam o'idanal. Therefore, the main tikkun of a person during his lifetime and after his passing away can only be done through the greatest tzaddik, the tzaddik hagodol b'mayla moed, a tzaddik on a very, very high level. Sheyoidea lahamshich hasogas elikus afilu laktanim v'chayim b'yoser, who knows how to bring heavenly wisdom down even to people who are on a very, very small or very ill spiritually. Ki kol boi oilam loy bo loilam kiim lesakin ulevarer al yedei maaseihem hatovim. Because all people, all human beings, have come to the world only for the purpose of being mesakin, of making tikkunim and making birurim through their good deeds. That's the real purpose of every single human being, every single Jewish soul that comes down to this world. The mission is to make the tikkunim that you have to make, to make the birurim that you have to make. Aval haroiv ein maseim oilam yofe. But unfortunately, majority of people, their deeds are not that good. Umekalkalim b'yoser, and they mess up terribly. Valideh zeh mizgalgalim b'kama v'kama gilgulim. Uv'kama v'kama oinshim rachmalson. And as a result of that, they keep being reincarnated. They keep being sent down again and again to keep trying to fix, to keep trying to correct what they need to correct. And they go through all kinds of suffering, financial suffering, health suffering, every kind, all kinds of punishment, suffering. The ikar hatikun al yedei hatzadik sheyodea shoroshei kol nefoshois v'yodea ech lasoikim kol echod b'chayev u'b'moisoi. And the main tikkun is through the tzaddik, who knows the origins of all the Jewish souls, and he knows how to work with each and every single soul, both while they're physically living and after they pass away. Ech lesaknoi, how to correct them, how to fix them. Lahavioi lasogas elikus, and how to bring them to the level of hasogas elikus, to an understanding of Hashem. Sheze ikra tachlis, and that's the ultimate goal. Ikra shashu olam haba, that's the main pleasure of olam haba, that people will be zeichet to higher and higher understanding of Hashem. V'alkein ho ikr kishezoichen leskarei ve'lov b'chaim chiyusoi. Therefore, the most important thing is for a person to be zoicher, to become close to the tzaddik while the person is physically living. Ki achar kach koshe mo'oid lo ve'elov. Because once a person passes away, if the person was not zoicher during his physical lifetime to be close to the tzaddik, after he passes away, it's very difficult to come to the tzaddik. Because the Gemara tells us in Avodah Zarah, ki mi shetorach be'erev Shabbos, yechel b'Shabbos. A person who worked hard on Friday has what to eat on Shabbos. And if a person doesn't put in the effort on Friday, then they won't eat on Shabbos. Friday, the 6 days of the week, that's the world, the physical world. Shabbos is Olam Haba.